Welcome to the Chrissy Crash Podcast. I'm Chrissy Crash, a former smoker, drinker, fast food eater, unhappy bartender, transformed into a roller derby athlete, runner, and fitness coach. Each week, I'll bring you an insightful guest or lesson learned from my own perfectly imperfect life to help you uncover how to create more love, light, joy, and health in your everyday experience despite the chaos and challenges. I believe that life is a contact sport. Let the games begin.
I find it incredibly fascinating when we look at the back end of Spotify and Apple and our audio channels. The majority of people that listen to this podcast haven't yet hit the follow button or the subscribe button. So wherever you're listening to this, I'd like to make a deal with you. If you could do me a huge favor and hit that subscribe button, I will work tirelessly from now until forever to make this show better and better and better and better. I can't tell you how much it helps when you hit that subscribe button. The show gets bigger, which means we reach more roller derby athletes, which means the game of roller derby is leveled up all around the world. So if you could do me that small favor and hit the follow button wherever you're listening to this, it would mean the world to me. And this is the only favor I'll ever ask of you. So thank you so much for your time. Back to the episode.
What's up, my friends? Chrissy Crash here. Welcome to another episode of the Chrissy Crash Podcast. I'm really excited about today's topic because this is something that I think is unavoidable in the roller derby world. Yeah, this is a big one. This is something, you know, it's inevitable when you get a bunch of humans into a group where they need to cooperate. Inevitably, there's going to be some drama, right? And I think one of the tricky parts about roller derby is a lot of us come to roller derby because we're fucked up. I don't know how else to say it, right? Like, we need a way to deal with our shit. We find derby and we're like, this is great. I don't know about you guys. I did a lot of healing during my roller derby journey. The person that I am now is not the person that I once upon a time was. And a lot of that came through roller derby, through my own personal stuff that I was dealing with, through having to deal with interpersonal stuff in between leagues. And the tricky part is, at the end of the day, we come to roller derby because we want to have fun. And so how do we get more fun in roller derby when there is drama? So we're going to talk about this. Step number one, I guess they're not steps. It's not step by step here, friends. But number one, the number one thing you need to know is drama is inevitable. You will never have a drama-free life. You will never have a drama-free league. Kind of have to just accept that. It's not how do we have zero drama, because at the end of the day, humans are humans and they're going to interact and stuff's going to come up and stuff's going to happen, and that's just part of it. So the first piece is accepting that you will not have a drama-free situation, whether it's derby life, whatever, okay? That's the first thing to know, is there's going to be stuff going on. It's how you react to it that's going to be the difference between you having a great, fun, awesome derby career or you quitting derby because it's so shitty. So in order to do that, the number two key to dealing with derby drama is find your people. Look, you are not going to be friends with everyone on your league. Not everyone's going to like you. You're not going to like everyone. Some people handle not liking people in really shitty ways. And some people just ignore people, right? But you have to understand that you just need to find your people. You don't have to be best friends with anyone. Find the people in your league that are going to be your ride or dies. Especially as your leagues grow, the inevitability of there being conflict is pretty high. That not everyone's going to be their best friend. So find your people. Have fun with your people. Number three. Be nice to everyone. Just be nice to everyone. Like, be a good human. If we all come in shooting to be good humans, the likelihood of derby drama goes down. And when you're being a good human, you're also practicing the art of Aikido, which is a martial art of nonviolence. Meaning if someone comes in to hit you, you step away. Someone comes in and says something shitty to you, you smile, you're nice, you walk away. Right? So be nice to everyone, because at the end of the day, you're keeping your side of the street clean, and someone else's shitty feelings and someone else's stupid problem is actually not your problem. The only time it becomes your problem is when you take it on, right? So being nice to everyone. And a caveat to that, I'm just going to put this under there. In roller derby, we talk a lot about, and in Crash Course of Transformation, we talk a lot about compassion for ourselves, compassion for others. So under the being nice to everyone, because you might be like, but this person's such a bitch. They're so mean to me. They're this. I always try to remember that hurt people hurt people. If somebody's being shitty to you, it's because they've got really shitty stuff going on in their life. It's rare that people have a perfect, amazing, wonderful life and everything's going great, and then they're just shitty to everyone, right? Whether it's self-loathing, problems at home, whatever. Understand that hurt people hurt people. I'll give you an example. It's actually not a derby example, but I live in a very small town, which sometimes feels like just being in a roller derby league because there's not a lot of people here. There's this chick here, and she hates me. I didn't realize she hated me for a while because I would always see her like in the water surfing, and I knew people that knew her. Her name's Alex. I'd be like, hey, Alex. And she would just look away. And like, at first I think maybe she didn't hear me. You know, I'd see her again, hey, Alex, look away. And then one day I'm like, hey, Alex. She looks away and then goes, hey, to the person right next to me. I'm like, oh, this chick hears me. And I have no idea why this person hates me. I have no idea. But I'm not going to take it personally, because the more that I watch this human, I notice that she's pretty pissed off all the time. And I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. And for whatever reason, something about me rubs her the wrong way. And I'm not going to get angry about it. It's not my job to fix it. I'm not going to try to make her my friend. Like, I'm going to be nice to everyone. I'm going to be nice to her. I'm going to find my people. I'm not going to try to make her my friend. And I'm going to understand if there's something about me that pisses her off, it's probably just because hurt people hurt people. And I'm just going to let it be. Number four is in that process is focus on the game. You know, like, we came to roller derby for the community, but we also came to have fun in the game. And a lot of times I think derby drama can come from people feeling like someone didn't earn a spot or someone's better than someone. Look, the number one way to level up beyond drama is just to get really fucking good. If someone doesn't see you as good enough, if someone says you shouldn't have gotten a roster spot, fucking prove it to them. Go score all the points. Do the work off the track to get better. Just focus on being an incredibly awesome roller derby player. Because if the drama's coming from that, proof's in the pudding. You score the points, you stop the jammer, you do the thing. Sorry. And then you smile and be very nice to them. Not in a catty, shitty, bullshit way, but just in a medium, off your radar kind of way. Any tips for finding your people? Finding your people in your derby league takes time. It's tricky when you come to a new league and trying to figure out who's who. And I think that it goes back to be nice to everyone and you'll find the people that you have the most in common with. Like, if you're at practice and you're a nice person, starting up conversations with people, being silly, having fun, these are good ways to start finding your people. Or maybe you're not a silly, fun person. Maybe you're like a quiet person. Then be quiet with the other people that are being quiet. But it takes a little bit of time. But eventually, like, you'll find your people. If you see people that you think might be your people, be proactive about interacting with them. And understand, if you are newer to a league, look, leagues go through a lot of turnover. And if it takes people a little while to warm up to you, it's because they're sick of making friends and then having those friends leave. So as a newer skater, don't be offended if you kind of have to earn your spot in the community. That's totally okay. Just earn your spot. Show them that you're going to keep showing up. I think it's number five. Eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. If someone's being shitty to you in your team, being shitty back is not going to make anything better. It's just going to make more shit. You can't poop on top of more poop, and that doesn't negate the poop. Now you have to pick up more poop. So just understand that that goes back to number two. Be nice to everyone. You don't have to be best friends with them, but you also don't have to be a dick. And a lot of times, if someone is being a dick, they're looking to try to provoke you to be a dick back. And so you gotta practice that Aikido and just let that shit slide off. And then go be with your people, have fun, focus on the game. Next one is avoid gossip. Again, this comes into sort of like, don't be an asshole. Avoid gossip, don't be part of the problem. A good rule of thumb is never say something to about someone that you wouldn't say to their face. And I think that if everyone focused on doing that inside of roller derby, every league would be a lot better. If you're not willing to tell another skater that you think they're crap, maybe don't say it to someone else. If you're not willing to tell someone that you think that they're a bitch, don't say it to someone else. So avoid gossip. If you hear rumors, if you hear people talking about stuff and it's none of your business, don't get involved. Walk away. Especially if you're new to a league, don't get involved in other people's dirty laundry, because then you're just going to get all sucked up into it. And this comes down to my final point, which is developing a league culture of community, developing a league culture of communication, developing a league culture of hard work, of friendship, of encouragement. When we can create a league from the top down in the leadership that's about friendship, that's about fun, that's about healthy communication, that's about lifting each other up. When you can build a league based on those things, a lot of the derby drama goes away. I think what happens in a lot of leagues is leagues a lot of times get built by people that come into roller derby, they're really excited about being really competitive, and then they bring this funky energy. And then, you know, some of these leagues, they've been around for a little while, and so this like old funky energy is still there. So sometimes leagues need new leadership to come in with new culture to start building a culture of hard work, building a culture of encouragement, building a culture of being nice to everyone, building a culture of not gossiping, building a culture of all of that, and building a culture of compassion for people. Then the derby drama goes away. So hopefully this is helpful. So, I mean, it's really what it comes down to is come in, be friends, find your people, be nice to everyone, understand that hurt people, and it's not personal. Keep your eye focused on being the best that you can at derby. Understand that being a dick back to someone doesn't make anything better. And avoid gossip. Don't be part of the problem. And then if everyone is doing that, you're going to build a really incredible league culture. So, I love you guys. I hope this was helpful, and I'll see you later.